maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Noong nakaraang linggo, muling inilunsad ang kampanya sa paglaban sa domestikong karahasan sa kababaihan. Tinawag na Let's Stop It at the Start, narito ang ulat ukol dito. Muling pinaigting ang pambansang pag-uusap ukol sa paglaban sa domestikong karahasan sa kababaihan at sa kampanyang inilunsad ng pamahalaan, binigyang pansin ang malaking impluwensya ng mga nakakatanda para malayo ang mga bata sa kaasalang walang paggalang o disrespectful behavior. Ipinaliwanag ito ni Cathy O'Donoghue, isa sa mga nagsiyasat at nagbigay impormasyon sa kampanya.
In that no single person, no single organization could impact this issue, and that it really needed to have multiple layers of influence. So the starting point was therefore, who are the different layers of influence on young people? And there's a wide variety of influences. And we made sure that we included all of these different types of influence in our research. So we spoke to people as young as 10, boys and girls, right up to grandparents, and all the layers in between as well.
Masaya namang ibinalita ni Cathy Kennedy ang namuno ng kampanya na simula nang ito ay malunsad, unti-unti nang nakikita ang kaugnayan ng kawalan ng paggalang o disrespect sa domestikong karahasan sa kababaihan.
But I think more importantly, it's about the amazing feedback that we've seen and the changing behaviors that we've seen as a result of the campaign. So our tracking research shows that almost half of all influencers, and Cathy reminded you that influencers are parents, and teachers, and coaches, and respective community elders, have absorbed the message and done something about it. So that means that they've reflected on their own behaviour, they've reflected on what they are saying to young people, they've had conversations with young people, and they've also intervened when they've seen instances of adults excusing the behaviour. I think what's more exciting, though, is that we're starting to see that key message of the campaign, that link between disrespect and violence against women, has really cut through.
Upang mas magkaroon ng pag-unawa tungkol sa kampanya na ito, narito ang panayam kay Cathy O'Donoghue, ang National Head ng TNS Social Research Australia, Kantar Public.
Can you give us an overview of this campaign, the Let's Stop It at the Start?
So the intent of the campaign is primary prevention. So it's about uncovering the heart of the issue and stopping it before it starts. It's also an influencer strategy. So it's talking to all influencers of young people, from parents to teachers, community leaders, sporting coaches, grandparents, the wide range of influence that young people experience around them on a daily basis. So the intent is really to challenge us as influencers to look at ourselves and the role that we may be playing in inadvertently perpetuating the cycle of violence against women, and in recognising the role that we may play to get involved and to become a more positive influence on young people.
So this campaign only runs for the young people, right?
Well, the campaign itself is targeting adults as influencers, and we're trying to encourage adults as influencers to be a positive influence on young people. There's a separate campaign for young people, which is run by Our Watch, and that campaign is called The Line, and that directly talks to young people.
And last question, because I was interested a while ago, you were speaking about gender differences and you were telling about men are externalizing issues and then women are internalizing. I'm curious to know if like it transcends to other cultures as well. The research you did, is it something like for Australians or it was something like multicultural?
It was absolutely a multicultural finding, particularly, well, on both sides actually, for women and for girls, to be internalising the issue, to have a really strong desire to not disclose, to not talk about it, to minimise it, to assume that it may be your fault, that you may have done something to deserve it, or to accept some of those disrespectful behaviours as something that's just normal. So it was very consistent across the wide range of cultural groups that we spoke to, including all Australians.
Ngunit gaano nga ba kahalaga ang kampanya na ito? Narito ang pahayag ni Pallavi Sinha, ang kamakailan lamang na naitalaga sa NSW Ministerial Council for Women's Economic Opportunity.
This campaign is so important. It's focused on stopping it at the start. It's trying to get to the attitudes that these young people have, why they're having them, and how we can influence them to change those attitudes. Sometimes I've also ignored disrespectful comments, thinking it's okay. But I've also started to realize it's not, because maybe this is where those sort of attitudes are stemming from. As parents, as family members, as teachers, as community leaders, as coaches, we can all have a positive influence on the attitudes and beliefs that our young people have. And the standards they think are what is acceptable and what is not acceptable.
Bisitahin ang respect.gov.au para sa karagdagang impormasyon.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radyo at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.